From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Let me give you some information. First of all, the website to go to is CriticalHealthNews.com. Slam it and try to shut it down. That's my bet with the webmaster jaunty every time that Doc Wallach is on. CriticalHealthNews.com. There's a toll-free number to call where there are people there to answer your questions and help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Dr. Joel Wallach, our friend and partner, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Joel Wallach back with us. Doc Wallach's research has resulted in the publication of a number of peer reviewed and refereed journal articles. He has conducted major contributions to texts and reference books as well. His website, CriticalHealthNews.com, where he brings us the latest cutting-edge stories and videos and information about how to protect yourself. And with the holidays upon us now, as we move into Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, let's take care of our health. Doc Wallach back with us. Doc, thanks for spending some time with us tonight.
Oh, always appreciate you, George. You're the greatest, and we just appreciate the working with you.
And I understand I may see you in Chicago this weekend. Absolutely. At the Chicago Health Show. Great.
Absolutely. I'm speaking there just like you, and we look forward to spending time with you.
Yeah, we'll have some fun. I'll tell everybody about that event in just a second. Doc, I continue to get emails in and everything else about health issues. I want to go through a few of them. We'll take calls in just a few moments, too, with you. Somebody has written me about their father and says that his glucose level is 253. That's out of sight, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very interesting case of, I'm assuming, type 2 diabetes. If they've just discovered it, you know, in a middle-aged gentleman or an older gentleman. And actually, it's a deficiency of a single nutrient, and we actually have a program for that. It's called the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. We take people who have been, brittle diabetics for 30 years. They've gone blind. They've had their toes amputated.
Oh, God.
30 days on our program, they're an ex-diabetic. Their own doctor says, I don't know why, but you're not a diabetic anymore. And so this is we do this thousands of times a month all over the world. We're in 50 countries, and diabetes is one of the easiest diseases to get rid of.
If you do it the right way, that's for sure. And you take, what, a simple blood test?
Well, basically, they already know how to do their own blood test. And you can go to a pharmacy without a prescription, get the test strips to test your blood. And when we put them on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, we like them to take their blood sugar every morning before they medicate themselves. And as their blood sugar drops, and it will, it's one Healthy Blood Sugar Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And as their blood sugar drops, they've been taught how to reduce their medication based on the numbers. And again, it's not unheard of to within 30 days become an ex-diabetic.
And Doc, with the things that have been happening around the planet with people and their health, it's so important to take care of yourself. I mean, you're at odds with some doctors, but I think mainstream medicine is there to help people too with the good ones. But you got to take care of yourself, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, there's many good, wonderful people in the medical system, but the medical system has failed us. 2004, the Center for Disease Control came out and said our kids will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. So the medical system has failed us. They also said, this is Johns Hopkins, very famous medical school out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Right.
Everybody knows Johns Hopkins. And they did a study for about 10 years in the top 20 causes of death in Americans. In 2016, they were shocked to find out the number three cause of death in Americans is simple mistakes in hospitals by doctors. They said, now hold on to your hat here, George. Each year in America, medical doctors, by simple mistakes in hospitals, kill 251,000 patients. Every 4 years, they kill 1 million patients with simple mistakes in hospitals. Not technicians, not nurses, but the doctors. Now, how many people would fly a particular airline if they knew they killed 251,000 passengers every year?
Yeah, not a lot. Now, does that include over-prescribing prescription drugs, or
is that
separate?
This is accidents in the hospital by doctors. When you just look at overdoses of prescription opioids, it's 70,000 a year.
My gosh.
Okay.
It's like an epidemic, isn't it?
Well, doctors are the number one killers. When you add up all, doctors are the number one killers of Americans. Okay, and so it's one of those things where you do have to take care of yourself. And that's why I came up with that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, Passport Aromatherapy. And I teach people how to do their own physicals. It'll cost them $4.50 for the same physical that the doctor will charge your insurance company $2,000. You go to the pharmacy without a prescription, you get the test strips for blood, for urine, the equivalent to colonoscopic exam. You can do your own, weight. You can do your own pulse, blood pressure. If you have an Apple Watch, you can do your own EKG. If you don't have an Apple Watch, you get one of these little devices for $99. You can do your own EKG. And so you can do your own physical every month for $4.50, including the price of these test strips. And through the Youngevity system, we can save people 85 to 90% on their health care. For instance, if you have bone-to-bone arthritis in both your knees, the doctors will first give you painkillers, which is, oh my gosh, this is the greatest. I love my doctor, painkiller. Well, in 2 years' time, because the degeneration in the bone and the cartilage in your knees continue to get worse, even though you don't feel it anymore, they say, you know, it's time to do a knee replacement. Well, it's $50,000 per knee. If you get both knees replaced, it's $100,000. Your deductible goes up from $600 to $6,000.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
And so if you turn it around, and when they say, look, we're going to give you these opioids for painkillers because you got bone-to-bone arthritis, you get on our healthy bone and joint pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and in 60 to 90 days, we've given your body the raw material so it can regrow your cartilage. Because if you just do a knee replacement, you haven't helped all the other joints in your body. Whereas if you take the healthy bone and joint pack, guess what? You fix every joint in your body. You regrow the cartilage in every joint in your body. And so, again, we do this to millions of people every month all over the world, literally, because we're in 50 countries. And as we were speaking, you know, because of the difference in times and days and everything, we're dealing with millions of people in these 50 countries as we speak.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, this morning when I woke up, I went to my vitamin table where I've got all these supplements laid out. And for the first time in, gosh, I don't know how long, I looked at them all and went, oh, man, do I have to take all these again today? And then I snapped out of it. I snapped right out of it and said, of course you do. And I started taking, my regimen is normally I take three or four at a time every like 10 minutes or so. But you have to get yourself disciplined, don't you?
Well, yes. It's kind of like, George, taking care of your car. And everybody knows you need 6 quarts of high-quality oil. You have to change it every 1,000 miles or 3,000 miles, whatever your
recommendation
maintenance book says for your car. And you get tired of that. And so you go to a mechanic and say, is there any other option? And they say, yeah, you don't have to put oil in your car. That's you know, the old way. What I want you to do, you know, I've got this big dump out in the back here. I've got dirt from Texas and Oklahoma. I'll give you 6 quarts of this dirt for 10 cents a quart. You put that in your car instead of oil. There's bound to be some oil in that dirt because it's dirt from Texas and Oklahoma. Now, an insane person would not do that to their car. An insane person wouldn't do that to their car, George.
They shouldn't.
The doctor says, oh, come on, you don't need to take supplements. Just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, my doctor says I don't need to take supplements. I can get everything I need by just eating well. Well, that doctor should be put in jail because they literally kill people. And this is not counted in the 251,000 they kill in the hospital. When somebody has diabetes, they have high blood pressure, they have atrial fibrillation, they have Alzheimer's disease, and they say, don't take supplements, just eat well, get everything you need, that person is going to die 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years early, and that doctor was the cause of that person's death by giving him misinformation. That doctor should have his license taken away and put in jail.
Email in from someone who says they suffer from skin disease. What should they take? Is there a supplement for that?
Well, there's 2 things you have to do. Now, if they have like...
That's like psoriasis, not melanoma, nothing like that.
Okay, let's say they got psoriasis. This is a very simple deficiency of a single nutrient, and it's one of the more common diseases, it's caused by gluten. Gluten erodes and damages the lining of your small intestine, so you lose those little finger-like villi. You go from 95% absorption capacity down to 3%, and you have scar tissue replace all these villi that are gone now, and you cannot absorb these nutrients. Even if you're supplementing, you cannot absorb them. And so this is why we have our basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack. It has all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids, and you take it every day according to your body weight, just like you put oil in your car, again, the recommendation of the maintenance book. And the idea is you go 120 years without the need for any surgery or drugs of any kind. And I've been doing this for 71 years, George. Okay, I've been doing it since I was 9.
Well, I can't wait to see you with your display of vitamins and supplements this weekend.
I'm 80 years old. Most people, when they look at me, they think I'm 40, 50 years old. Because, you know, my skin, my hair color, my energy, everything is that of a 40, 50-year-old as opposed to an 80-year-old. And that's because I've been doing this twice a day. I've been doing this twice a day, George, for 71 years.
And you haven't missed a day, I bet.
I have not missed a day. I have 3 suitcases I carry with me. They're 70 pounds each. 2 of them are my supplements.
I hope you've got a change of clothes in there, too.
Well, that's the 3rd suitcase.
All right. Stay with us, Doc. We're going to take a quick break. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, here's the number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. We're going to give you that number in a second. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. We'll get to your calls as well. Doc, listening to that message about how to dispense of prescription drugs, and I've noticed there's just like an epidemic of use for anxiety medicine. And I'm told, and I've seen some of your products that are natural to help reduce stress. That's so important, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Of course, you know, the neurological system, the brain, the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, the spinal cord, do massive amount of work. They require a massive amount of nutrition. They're very sensitive to pollutants and toxins of all kinds. Excuse me. We have what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the de-stress capsules and so forth. And we take people with Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Huntington's disease, autism, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, PTSD, suicidal behavior, people who, if you don't restrain them, they're going to be involved in domestic violence, child abuse, and even worse, they'll become mass shooters and so forth. It's not the guns. It's actually a deficiency of a single nutrient. This is written up by my chemistry professor, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser. I did a lot of the actual bench research work for him, but he published this in 1978, and it's on page 97 of my book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. It goes into all this detail, how this one nutritional deficiency. We looked at 27 counties in Texas that were joining each other, George. This is published.
Yeah.
It's on page 97 of that book, Rare Forbidden Cures. And so these 27 counties in Texas, they joined each other. They butted each other, next-door neighbors. Half of them had the highest rate of suicide, mass murders, gun shootings.
My God.
Of any place in the world. The other half had none.
Now,
these
none?
Are counties that had joined each other. 27 counties in Texas. So we looked at the water system, the county water systems, and the counties that had the highest rate of all these terrible behaviors had very little of a one particular nutrient, and the counties that had none of these issues, next-door neighbors, had none of the issues in their county water, and they had tons. They had the highest rate of this nutrient.
How could they separate it that way so close?
Well, they didn't separate it. It was just natural because the water comes from different wells.
It's got to be lithium.
Well, yeah. Now, here's the deal. Our goal is to get lithium put in the water supply of every county in America, and every bottle of water that is put together, well, you know, whether it's distilled or mineral water, whatever, is going to have this nutrient put into it at treatment levels, just like they put fluoride in water to prevent cavities in kids' teeth. But people would go drink bottled water, and they didn't drink the community water because some person told that they're putting fluorine.
Well, I'd rather have lithium in my water than fluoride, that's for sure.
But at any rate, we will eliminate all these mass murders. See, it's not the gun. One of the worst mass murders was just found last month. Okay?
Yeah.
Dr. Ulrich George Klopfer. He died at 70 years of age. His family, when they buried him, they went to his house to, divide up the furniture and the pots and pans and cars and things. And they found the medically embalmed remains of 2,400 people.
Jeez. What's happening to people?
Well, he's deficient. He was deficient in this nutrient, and he was saving each of these bodies as a trophy. Just like in 1891 to 1895, there was a medical doctor from Chicago called Herman Mudgett. And he was hanged in 1895 because they had confirmed that he had killed, barbecued, and ate 200 of his patients.
Oh, my God.
He killed another 100 patients, which he didn't eat. So he killed 300 patients. And his weapon was anesthesia.
Yep, that's he would put like ether on people and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable. Let's take some calls. Also, Tom will take text and tweets from you in case you can't get through to talk to Doc Wallach. We may be able to get one of your text and tweets through as well. CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to our first-time caller, Jennifer, in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. About 9 months ago, I did that foolish celery juice cleanse. I was drinking about 16 ounces of celery juice, fresh squeezed organic, for about a month on and off. And all of a sudden, my stomach started to stop digesting, and it bloated. And I've had this problem where my stomach is bloating. I've got this nerve pain all along the lining of my stomach, up my esophagus. And the worst part is my mouth and my gums in between my two front teeth have been burning and throbbing, and it won't stop.
Okay, well, let me ask you two questions, if I may, quickly. How old are you?
54. I'm just now in menopause, so that could be a part of it.
Okay. And then, do you have any ringing in your ears or a tone, anything like that?
Yep, a little ringing in the ears.
Okay, that's called tinnitus. That's osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. Do you have any hiccups?
Hiccups, Doc?
Not really, but I will say that I didn't expect that this diet, this cleanse would cause me to lose weight. I've lost 12 pounds, and I'm only 104 pounds now, and I can't afford to lose the weight, and I can't gain any more weight.
Okay, how tall are you?
5'3".
Okay. And let's see here. Do you have any skin issues, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Okay. And do you have any bowel problems, any constipation or diarrhea on the other end?
Not really, but I have been known to have problems on and off. I've always kind of had some digestive trouble.
Okay, that's very useful information.
What's wrong with celery juice, Doc?
Okay, here's the problem. How much salt were you using here?
How much salt? I wasn't adding any salt. I was just cutting up organic celery and juicing it in my juicer and drinking it.
Here's your problem. You got two problems. Number one, you have osteoporosis of the skull, okay, which is causing problems in your stomach by squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which causes what's called gastroparesis, which is what you have. You have bloating and all kinds of terrible pain in your stomach, and that's because you cut off the supply of stomach acid, which keeps your stomach sterile so you don't have bugs fermenting your food. And when you cut off your salt, your chief cells in your stomach cannot make hydrochloric acid, which keeps your stomach sterile and bugs don't grow. Okay? And then when you have a squeezing of this 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, you get this gastroparesis of the stomach also, and this is the problem. Also, you have osteoporosis of the skull, as I said, which means you have osteoporosis everywhere else. And so at 102 pounds, 105 pounds, what I would do is have you take one healthy bone and joint pack. Get another bottle of our Osteo, so you can take two doses of the Osteo, which is calcium and minerals. And then I would also have you take our vitamin D3, take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And you throw in our MSM, which is the raw materials to make the bone matrix, kind of the rebar in your bones, including in your skull. I get one bottle of MSM. You can take six of those a day, two with each meal or three twice a day. And within days, you're going to begin to solve your problem. But you have to salt your food very heavily. When it tastes good, triple it. Now, we do have a pink Himalayan salt in our savor division, which is our spice division, so you can use that pink Himalayan salt. And then another option, you could take our ultimate enzymes, which have stomach acid in it, and take one or two of those, say 2 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water, and all of your problems will resolve. But you have created nutritional deficiencies by not putting salt in your food and just living on organic
celery
juice is suicidal.
Now, a little celery juice along with stuff is not going to hurt you, right?
That's correct, but she should have been eating also, say, three soft poached eggs twice a day. She should have also been taking the 90 essential nutrients, which she wasn't. She should have been taking salt. And she could live like an Asian. You have to appreciate, George, that being overweight, whether it's 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 25 pounds, or 300 pounds, has nothing to do with lack of exercise or eating too much. It's actually due to a nutritional deficiency. And when people are deficient in these nutrients, they get what's called pica. They just have extreme cravings. And they will...
They just keep gorging.
Yeah, and back in the old days, before they had, you know, potato chips and pretzels and things like that, Grandma used to go out in the backyard and eat clay and eat wood ashes out of the wood stove when she got the deficiency of those nutrients. And that was kind of a common thing. Well, pregnant women would do that because the embryo would be snatching away the nutrients from the mother. So the mother would go out and eat dirt in the backyard and eat wood ashes out of the wood stove and so forth because they're looking for these nutrients. Well, then the snack food industry came along. We're going to take advantage of this craving. And they came up with all these snack foods with salt on them, which is why people eat the chips. And
interesting. Now, Jennifer, if you miss anything that Doc said, call the toll-free number because the people that are listening to the show are taking down notes from what Doc says. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. You've got a great staff behind you, Doc, by the way.
Well, they're a wonderful team. In fact, I had dinner with them tonight. We had a big meeting tonight in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, of course, Marge and Char were there, and they're in charge of the phone answering system for you.
Dedicated workers. Are they going to be in Chicago, by any chance?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. We get to see them. All right. Next up, we go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Hey, Blair, welcome.
Thank you, George. Hey, Doc Wallach. This afternoon, I went to our public library, a longevity seminar, and they had this slide of this woman who lived to be 106 years old. And one of the things that she had for her long life was eat sparingly. However, she had all the food groups listed. Yet I was also wondering if eat sparingly, also what would be a dietary supplement advice to keep the intestines healthy? I'm thinking in the terms of Alzheimer's prevention, by the way.
Okay. Well, Alzheimer's prevention, you have to eat lots of cholesterol. I actually have a CD called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps a Doctor Away. It's not a stick of, it's not an apple a day keeps a doctor away, because Alzheimer's disease is due to a cholesterol deficiency. Cholesterol is your best friend. 75% of the brain weight of all vertebrates, including human beings, is the white matter of the brain, and it's 100% cholesterol. And any doctor who tells you to restrict cholesterol and write you a prescription for statin drugs should be put in jail, okay, because you're going to get Alzheimer's disease if you follow those instructions. Okay, so you need 3 or 4 eggs twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight with soft yolk, soft boiled soft yolk, soft poached soft yolk, soft scrambled and butter. Then you need 1 healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. It gives you all the nutrients necessary for a healthy brain and brain function and so forth. And then you got to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, glutens, wheat, bran, rye, oats, and no sugar. And you have to supplement. There's no way to get around it. You know, doctors say, oh, just eat well, get everything you need. Well, the problem is plants only, whether it's a tree or a celery or a carrot or a potato, plants only need 3 elements from the soil to make good seeds for the next generation. We vertebrates, including humans, require 60. So if you're just eating well, you're gonna be potentially 57 short. And the reason why I say potentially 57 short is nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. So some people can get away with eating certain things, and they're going to get 10, 12, 15 minerals out of the soil. In other places, it might only have 3. In other places, it might have 25. And so that's why I say, oh, they live a long time up in such and such a county in Illinois. You live up there, they live 10 years longer than anybody else. Well, that's because they got more nutrients in the soil there, and these people are still growing their garden or eating food grown locally. And in the old days, people used to put wood ashes from their wood stoves into the garden, and wood ashes were not carbon. They were actually the minerals that the tree had sucked up out of the ground. And the places where people lived the longest, like in Hunza, the Giltar Glacier between Pakistan and China, these Hunza people, they're the longest-lived people on Earth. They're still working in plantations, hand-picking tea at 160 to 180 years of age.
That's amazing. Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Doc. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Derek in Salt Lake says, my sister drinks chocolate almond milk as a way to maintain her bones with calcium. Do you agree with this?
No, because there's very little or no calcium in almond milk. Okay. And she's going to be in trouble. All right. And so she really needs a healthy bone and joint pack if she wants to maintain her bones, because almond milk is primarily fiber and oil. It's not really a good thing to be consuming every day in that fashion. That's a very scary thing she's doing.
I just read, Doc, that lycopene, which you get from tomatoes, is great for men who have had reproductive issues.
Yeah, well, ED, erectile dysfunction, all kinds of stuff going on in men, too. You know, women have the problems, men have the problems. But their biggest problem is cholesterol deficiency, because cholesterol makes up 95% of the weight of testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and adrenal hormones. People on CPAP machines, if they eat four eggs three times a day with soft yolks and take the Health Advantage Heart Pack and take our Soothe from our Hemp FX division, it's actually our relaxed product, they will sleep like a baby. They will not have any sleep issues and so forth. And the guys, we have what we call Zera Test for the guys. And women, we have Zera Fem. We also have Woman's FX, which is a formula that goes back to Lydia Pinkham's from 1837. It's herbs. And all of these kind of issues go away. But you have to eat three or four eggs. Little Char, whom you're going to meet up in Chicago, George, she's been with me for 30 years. So she and her sister, Marge, answer the phones for us. And they have a big team of 50 people. Anyway, Little Char, she's like 100 pounds, 4'10". Okay.
Yeah, she's a little thing. She's a dinky
four
one.
Eggs twice a day.
Let's go to Aaron in San Fernando Valley in California before the break. Hi, Aaron. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was have a question on. I have a calcified aorta valve.
Okay.
Calcified aorta valve, Doc, and we've got 2 minutes left.
Okay. Well, what you want to do, of course, is get rid of all the bad stuff, inflammatory things, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, brought around oats, sugar. All that's got to go. And what do you weigh, sir?
About 200, about 6 feet, and
okay,
I'm shrunk.
So 200 pounds, 6 feet, that's good.
And he's shrinking. He said he's shrinking.
Yeah, okay, so I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs a month, two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose twice a day, and then specifically for calcified arteries and plaque in your arteries and valves in your heart and so forth, I want you to get two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day, and that'll support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, and support your body's ability to repair your valves in your heart and repair your arteries, but you need these raw materials. And again, it's imperative to stay away from the bad stuff, which is what causes the inflammation in the valves and in the arteries. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And your body has a huge capacity to repair itself, including the arteries, the veins, the valves, the heart muscle itself. And so there's no reason why this all can't go away if you do everything right.
And, Doc, as you know, I'm a huge booster of turmeric. I think it's just amazing to help people with inflammation.
Yep, and we have a great one. It's called Permeric. I mean, these are bright orange. I mean, they're the brightest orange you'll ever see. These Permeric capsules, I take two of those twice a day myself. You're exactly right, George.
I'm learning.
That's why we love you, brother.
I'm learning. The website, of course, is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. It is on its way to another record night of people going to that website. You can also download in your app store the free apps for criticalhealthnews.com. And here's the free toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We will be back with a final hour to go with Doc Wallach. Those of you on hold, we will do our best to get to you as well. And again, call that number that I gave you, and I'll give it again several times next hour. If you miss the information that Doc gives, because he knows what he's talking about and he gives it quick, call them at that phone number, because they're listening to the show and taking notes, too.